Steve, just obviously Saturday, another late win. How's the sort of blood pressure after all these sort of late winners? Is it a bit nerve-wracking watching?
Well, the blood pressure's good because it's that means when you go home you can calm down, can't you? Because the game's about winning. But no, we've said it for many months now. We've got a fantastic togetherness in the group. We've got a lot of players with a lot of desire and a sheer will to win. And sometimes that's what it comes down to. You know, at that stage of the game, then it really comes down to desire and a hunger to be successful. And this group have got it. And those that lacked it have moved.
And do you sort of sense that in games that you think we can always turn this around regardless of how... I know you gave them the hairdryer treatment at half-time, didn't you? Was that the first time you've done that this season?
That's been the first in many months, you know, and it was nothing to do with application, effort or commitment. You know, this group deliver that every day they come in the doors now. But we had an opportunity to turn around 3 or 4 goals to the good and have game over and relax a little bit and have an enjoyable away day, and they're hard to get. So I put some questions to them, but the group delivered the answers to those questions in the second half, and they delivered them out with even the winning goal, because we were still dominant in the second half. We were still the team that played any form of football. When, you know, dare I say it, on another day, we would add a couple of penalties that look stonewall on the DVD. They look even more clearer than what they did to the eye. So they're a fantastic group to work with, and I'm proud to work with them.
I mean, are you one of those of the thinking that if you kind of make your own luck through sort of hard work and determination?
Yeah, I think you do make your own luck. I think over the season, sometimes you wonder whether it levels back out for you. Of course, with decisions and things that perhaps go against you, but you know, you do create your own luck, and you do that by working hard. And if it goes against you, the only way you can turn that cycle is to work even harder. Mm.
And what about sort of team news from the weekend? Any ill effects?
But Alec Revell's obviously had some stitches in an eye wound, so he looks doubtful. So, you know, but it's not a one-man team here. It never will be. I've said that about others in the past. And if Alex is fit, he'll be in consideration. If he's out, which looks likely, then he's out.
Mm. And what about this game? I mean, is this the biggest game Preston, you know, the two form teams in the league? You know, is this the biggest game so far for yourself?
Well, it's the biggest game because it's the next one. You know, that Carlisle was a big game for us. Stevenage was a big game for us. You know, when we come out of Preston, our only thoughts rightfully will be Notts County on Saturday. So it's a big game because we're together in the table and two teams that's fighting and hungry for a playoff place. But I know that we go there and we take on a good side, a real good players, a very experienced manager who's, of course, won promotion from this division. He knows what it takes. And he's assembled not only a very talented and expensive squad, but a good squad. And we're going to a good club, you know, and we all felt for that club last week, of course, with the passing of a great man. But we're going to take on a good club, and the pitch will be nice, and all the hallmarks and ingredients of a good game.
Yeah, I mean, two form teams that, like yourself, unbeaten, are thinking about sort of 7 or 8 games as well at the minute.
Well, I watched them myself firsthand when they drew at Milton Keynes last Tuesday evening, and if they'd have left Milton Keynes having won the match by 3 clear goals, it would have probably given you an idea of the dominance they had in stages. And despite narrowly winning down at Colchester, it's a good win. They deserved it. So they go into the game in good form, but so do we.
Mm. And what about, I mean, you look at their squad as well. You know, they've got sort of form players, but also they've got like an abundance of riches off the bench, haven't they? You've got sort of the likes of Kevin Davies, who, you know, the luxury of coming off on the bench and a player there with sort of Premier League experience.
Well, Kevin started for them when I watched them last Tuesday, and the boy Gallagher, who played on Saturday, didn't even come off the bench at Milton Keynes. So they're having an array of talent that the manager could call on, but the bench will be strong as well. You know, I'm not going to look at the Preston North End bench and think Simon Grayson can make changes that can affect us, and I can't. I can make significant changes with the bench that we'll have. Mm.
Using bench in a different format, but is this a good benchmark for your players? Is it, there's a team there that are going for promotion and have got Premier League credentials, you know, some playing in the Championship. Is this a good test for your guys to see how suited they are?
Yeah, it's a big test because I've got the greatest respect for them. I think they're an excellent side. You know, often you talk about where we can exploit teams and where weaknesses are. I'm not so sure they have lots of them. They've won or two like every team, and that's why they're in League One. But they'll be fantastically well organised. We not only with the manager, but with Glenn Snowden as well, his assistant, who does a lot of the work up there. They'll be meticulous in their preparation, and they'll know what we're about, same as we do about them. So it is such an exciting game on paper. It's two form teams and two managers that like to play football the right way, and I think they'll know it'll be tough for them as well. But we go there, we're the away team, and the onus will be on Preston North End to take the game to us, and as we all know, that suits us.
I know Simon Grayson has said that you know the top two is not beyond reach, and he's saying that they could still get automatic promotion. Do you share that sort of philosophy for Rotherham?
Well, Simon's objective was probably different to mine at the start of the season. He probably had resources in place and an expectation level to challenge for an automatic promotion. We're still in the middle of this fight trying to earn the right to be in the playoffs, and that's where the pressure lies. The pressure lies on Simon and Preston to win the match. The pressure internally lies on us to go and win the match, but we have different levels. We still believe that we're having to earn the right to be considered a playoff team. It's only when I watched Preston last Tuesday evening, two fellow League One managers said they were gobsmacked with where we were in the table, and they'd be considered me very fortunate if we do finish in the top 10. So if ever I want to be in the playoffs at the end of the season, then I hope we're in a promotion place or a playoff place when I see those guys, because I'll have a lot of smart.
Is that good motivation for yourself to pass on to the players?
Well, it was good motivation for me driving away from Milton Keynes last Tuesday. Two experienced managers independently saying to me that we've having a fantastic season against all the knowledge of everyone in League One, and how we would do very well if we could just keep that momentum and secure a top 10. So we want to secure a little bit more than a top 10. But we know it's tough. You know, you look at the competition we're having to fight off. You know, you've got Leighton Orient, you've got Brentford. I think Wolves will be champions, as I've said many times, but you've got Brentford, you've got Leighton Orient, Preston, you know, Peterborough United, Walsall. I mean, there's some real good sides in there, and we're trying to compete with them.